Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And we're the Office Ladies. We're still talking about all the hilarious behind-the-scenes details from The Office with icons from the show like Rainn Wilson, Greg Daniels, Melora Hardin, and so many more.
And we can't forget our two conversations with Office Ladies superfan Billie Eilish.
Hello. So join us for brand new episodes every Wednesday.
And revisit The Office Rewatch every Monday.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies wherever you get your podcasts.
Lissa here. My new co-host Robert is with me. All morning we've been getting to know you, and the listeners have been hitting you with random questions, which have all been really good, actually.
Yeah, they have.
But Kelly from Kingston was absolutely incensed that you didn't know what pagash was or you had not eaten it. Now, she says pagash, I say pagash, and you say you Googled it.
I looked it up, and I'm pretty sure I've never had this before.
It's everywhere around in Lent, during Lent.
Okay.
They always have it.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
It's basically pierogi pizza.
Yeah.
But during Lent, try it from Spare Time Pizza in Dallas. They do the Sicilian crust with it, and oh my gosh, it is just the best.
Okay.
I love that you're making him remember something from now until Lent. He's definitely not going to remember. You're going to need to call back, Kel. You're going to need to remind him.
But yeah, well, the wife is from California, so she didn't grow up eating pierogies, and so I've had to introduce her to the deliciousness of that are pierogies.
If she likes cabbage, do the halushki route too, because so many people don't know what halushki is.
I don't know what that is either, so
you
I'm gonna have to
too.
Try this.
It's little noodles and cabbage pieces, and there's onions in there. It's really good. You know what it
is. Yeah. Okay, I do know this.
Don't make us send you back to South Dakota, man.
don't embarrass. Don't claim you're from PA if you don't know what halushki is, especially North PA.
You know what? I can do. I can blame my parents for not feeding me all these amazing foods.
Get you cultured to the Northeast PA foods.
Yeah.
We're about to get an angry call from your mom.
Maybe.
Pretty sure they introduced you to all these things.
No, I don't think they did. Mm. If I did, because these are all things I would have explored in my adult life. And as soon as I graduated high school, I moved out. So.
Maybe.
And a lot of people get confused when I talk about piggies. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've had those. They're the hot dogs with the croissant around them. I'm like, no.
That's what I thought when I moved here from Michigan. And Kelly, I do have to argue with you on that one. Anywhere else in the country, piggies are pigs in a blanket. It's only here that people call the cabbage rolls a piggy. I don't know where that came from, but it's not right.
Well, it's like how people out here call sloppy joes wimpies. This is the only place in the entire nation that calls them wimpies.
Yep. You guys have a great rest of your show.
You too.
You too. You. Thank you.
Bye.
There's your menu for the rest of the day. Pagash, wimpies, cabbage rolls, aka piggies.
I'm gonna gain so much weight, and I'm gonna go so broke.
Welcome home.
All this amazing food.
But wimpies, it really did befuddle me when I first moved here. I dared to ask on the radio why anyone would call it that when it's clearly a sloppy joe, and people looked at me and talked to me like I was an idiot, and they were like, "It's because of the character in Popeye, and his name is Wimpy, and he's always stealing hamburgers. You stupid idiot!" And I'm like, "You just said hamburgers.
Yeah,
not sloppy Joe's. Who's the idiot?"
I'll happily pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Tuesday. But they said that's where the name came from, because Wimpy was always hungry and he was stealing hamburgers. And I'm going, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with Sloppy Joe's?
I don't know.
Riddle me that. No, Robert, riddle me that, because you grew up here. You're supposed to have these answers.
I don't know. I don't have every answer.
All right, you're fired. No, I'm kidding.
98.5 KRZ.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.